you guys. I know I keep saying this, but I truly feel like this podcast thing is more for me than anybody. So I've decided with last weekend and with this Memorial Day weekend coming up, I'm not going to record on these Sundays because I'm going to spend it with my family pretty much. So I am so sad to say, but my grandmother passed away a few days ago, and it feels very surreal, to be honest. But I've been spending the last couple days with my family, a very big family, and I've been very grateful for those moments. And I want to share just like one thing, really one thing about my grandma, which was something that I think I'll take with me. I think it's our responsibility to bring along what we learn from people when they move on. And the biggest thing that sticks out about my grandmother is that she never, ever, ever doubted me for a second, me or anyone else that she loved. She loved us so thoroughly and so purely 100% all the time, and believed in the very best of us. And I mean that, like, she really, really thought the world of each of us, each of her children, loved them endlessly. I loved to talk about her, you know, talk with her, about her kids, because I was like, how is that? How do you have 8 kids? But yeah, she loved them through and through, and thought the world, like, they can do anything. And she felt the same way about her grandkids, her friends, her neighbors, people that she loved. She just rallied behind in a very, like, sure, calm, classy way, just thought the best of you. And I've always kind of dealt with self-doubt in ways that don't serve me, and she never, ever, ever would have doubted myself. So I feel like moving forward, when I'm feeling those moments, I can kind of channel the love and energy that my grandma always had towards me, which was just pure belief in whatever and confidence in me in whatever. And I'm thankful for that. And she was the best ever. So I'll miss her for sure, like, so much here, but I know that she had one hell of a reunion up there with, like, many other people that we know and love. So I'm happy she's at peace. I also wanted to talk briefly about the skydiving thing, because I am going to post a skydiving picture, because this was my original scheduled thing, was to talk about this skydiving experience. But I'm going to keep it short because we're actually packing up to leave for the shore right now. And I know my parents will be like, come on, I'm not having a long one today. But over a year ago now, I went skydiving, and I learned something when I went skydiving that I really didn't think I would have learned when I did it. I will say I'll never go skydiving again. Once is enough, 1,000%. Like I mentioned in that psychedelic episode thing, how Ben Stiller says doing acid was like jumping out of an airplane. As soon as you jumped, you're like, all right, I'd never have to do this again. I can vouch for that for myself. That's exactly how I feel about it. But I can also say, I scheduled to go, it was on December 23rd, and yes, it was freezing cold, but also your adrenaline is running, like, insanely, so I really don't think I, like, felt anything. But the people were so awesome, so happy, like, the people that I jumped with, they were insane adrenaline junkies. A lot of them were, like, ex-vets, retired veteran. They were veterans, and they were going to jump, like, solo by themselves. So everybody in the plane that we went up with was a solo jumper, except for myself and the guy that I was tandem with. And we're like going up and flying up in this tin can, and I'm just like looking around, kind of just like, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? And why am I doing this? But I also had like no emotion about it either. It was very weird. So I remember him saying, we get up to the altitude we need to be, everybody else is jumping out, and he's like, you're gonna duck down, and I'm going to push us out of the plane. Don't touch anything. And I'm like, okay. But I'm like, totally fine. So we jump. And I immediately, like, had no sense of wanting to scream at all. But, like, after 10 seconds of that, I really doubted my lack of screaming. I thought that there was something wrong with me not wanting to scream. So I, like, tried to scream. And it was the most, like, forced not genuine scream ever. I really didn't have the desire to scream, but I doubted myself in the middle of a free fall to earth so much so that I tried to scream. And I only thought about that later on, like literally months later, almost a year later. I was like, wow, that is literally what you did. You were so just purely doubting your natural instinct of what to do when you jumped out of a plane. But I only, you know, I screamed for a second and then I was like, no, I don't want to scream. And then I didn't. And I just enjoyed the view. And skydiving is very, very cool. But again, like, once is enough for me. Like, I probably will never do it again, unless maybe later in my life, like I'm in my 70s or 80s or something and feel like I want a thrill, but I really don't think I will. I think I'll be a little bit wiser then and not need to jump out of a plane to force emotions. But no, yeah, I think that you learn a lot when you go skydiving. Like, I also learned that I'm not really afraid of much. Like, if you can jump out of a plane, I don't think that you have an overriding sense of fear in your life, which is pretty sweet as well. But I definitely learned that self-doubt piece, which was kind of, I mean, funny in a way, but not. But to go back to my kick-ass amazing grandmother, she never ever ever for a single second would have doubted myself. And I don't plan on doubting myself as much in the future. I feel like I'll have a quicker kind of like kickback because I'm more aware of it, which I think is the key to starting and changing any behavior, is really just an awareness. That's the first step always. So when I have these, you know, more aware moments of being like, no, you're just doubting your natural gut instinct right now, I can channel my sweet, sweet, sassy, amazing grandmother. And I can remember that when I jumped out of a plane, I just totally screamed because I was really feeling like I should have and I didn't. But the guys that I jumped with didn't scream either. And I'm like, okay, no, I don't need to scream. It felt so unnatural to scream while skydiving. If you went skydiving, let me know what happened for you, because it was such a different experience than I thought it would be. It was really, really fun. Landing was the craziest part because it was like, holy shit, you kind of just realize what you did. But it felt very just peculiar. My favorite part was after the parachute was open and we were just like floating through the sky and there was nothing around me. I could see the skyline of Philly and I was just like, this shit is wild. Really, really cool experience. But yeah, don't doubt yourself. Live your life. Live your truth. You are amazing. And people think the best of you because it's true and they believe in what they see. So, Grandma, I love you so much. I will miss you the most ever. Pretty surreal right now, but I will keep on keeping on down here until we get to see each other again. I can't wait. So I love all you people that are just deciding to listen to me ramble on the internet. I wanted to make this because I don't plan on making one on Sunday. I'm just going to spend my time off of my phone with my family down the shore. So love y'all. Enjoy. I'll catch you whenever I feel like doing this again. All right, bye.